The people of Elkton, South Dakota were excited that the circus was in town. But when bad weather forced its cancellation, it wasn't the end of the show. One of the elephants turned on a drunk trainer who had abused it and began to turn over circus wagons in its rage. Soon, that elephant was headed into town. What happened next is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It was May 14, 1916, and one of the largest circus elephants in the world was on the loose in Elkton, South Dakota.
The elephant took off down Main Street. One of the businesses he peeked into was where the operators were. And when they saw the elephant, they immediately got on the switchboard, sent the word out to the whole countryside, look out for a rampaging elephant, get your guns and come to town.
Anna even shares the story from the Elkton Community Museum.
They were on horses, in wagons, they were in old cars. I mean, everything they could get, they were after him.
The chase took place for several hours, with dozens of citizens chasing the beast for miles.
He covered basically the whole town of Elkton, headed out east. You know, all along that path, he was being shot at by various people. And it was kind of out east where he took the last deadly shots.
There was no choice but to keep shooting at the enraged elephant before he did more damage in town and in the countryside.
They counted the bullets in the carcass. There were 200 small caliber bullets and 100 high powered bullets. That was one tough elephant.
Citizens made good use of that elephant.
The elephant was cut apart. There was a hotel in town at the time. The owner was, his last name was Gerlach. He was one of the last shots taken. That's the gun we have here. He actually had steaks cut from some of the elephant meat and served it in his hotel for quite some time.
And later, a class of biology students from nearby South Dakota State University dissected the carcass for research. The bones were sent to a museum in Vermilion, but the community museum here has many pictures and some pieces of the story of the angry elephant. Traveling the countryside in Elkton, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.